Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's talk a little bit of University of Miami football now with one of our favorite guests, University of Miami center, Corey Gaynor. And Corey, I know during the summer you're working hard. What have those workouts been like for you so far?
Yeah, we definitely have been working hard, and the workouts are great. They're very grueling, they're intense, they challenge you mentally, but they're designed that way to bring us closer together, and I think the summer has been going great so far.
How much are you looking forward to the beginning of training camp and playing football again on the field?
Every day I think about it. I'm looking forward to it so much. I know a lot of the guys are as well. We are putting in a lot of work. We're very focused, and we're excited to get on that field.
Have these workouts this year been different than in the past, and if so, how?
I wouldn't say they've been different. Coach Feely, we've been kind of running the same system, but there's definitely more intensity, and then there's purpose when we're working out. So it's definitely been a great year of lifting, in the sense of we have a common goal in our room.
And that common goal is?
Winning some damn football games.
This will be year number two in the Coach Justice system, not only Coach Lashley, but also back-to-back years having the same offensive line coach. So a little more continuity. How do you think that will help?
I think it will be great. Like you said, it's first time having an offensive line coach for 2 years in a row. So I think that'd be huge for the guys in the room, and definitely for the continuity. We're definitely going to be closer. Definitely going to help the younger guys that just came in with new plays, techniques, and just overall just how to be a college athlete. So that's awesome.
What are your expectations for the offensive line? Again, for the first time in a long time, the University of Miami has returning players on the offensive line.
Yeah, and expectations are, for me, are through the roof. Like you said, it's been a long time since we've had guys come back and have had an older offensive line. So I'm very excited about this group. We have a lot of talent. We have a lot of starts. We got a lot of maturity in our room. We just have to keep working hard and put it together. But my expectations are very high for this group, and they're up for the challenge.
You've watched Zion Nelson from day one. How has he improved, and how good can he be this year?
Yeah, I saw Zion since the first day he walked on campus. Zion has improved immensely. He's obviously all over these boards about being drafted, but Zion doesn't really care about any of that. Zion cares about getting better, and Zion's primed for a big year. I'm excited to play with him and watch him play.
You have the big fellow next to you, Navon Donaldson. What kind of impact can he have?
You just said it. That's the big fella right there. He, Big Von, he's just a physical presence, and he's another guy that's played a lot of football. So having Big Von back is amazing. It's awesome, and he's another guy that I can't wait to strap up the pads with.
Do you think because of the experience on the offensive line, plus the continuity with Coach Justice and Coach Lashley, some talented guys in the backfield, that you will see a bigger impact in the run game?
I think there's no choice for that to happen. I think for us to get where we need to go, I think that that it has to improve. So yes, that I believe that we will be improved running the football this year.
Corey Gaynor is our guest. You snapped the ball to De'Ara King. Probably nobody knows him better than you. I would imagine that if he lines up against Alabama, you're not going to be surprised.
No, not at all, because I know what kind of guy he is, and I know what kind of work he's put in. So whenever the medical staff, coaches, obviously him personally, whenever he thinks he's ready to play, I'm gonna be ready to snap him that football again. That's his offense. Give him the keys back to his offense.
Do you find inspiration in the way that he's fighting to come back?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, for a guy like De'Ara King, who's the face of the program, who's, you know what I'm saying, very popular, very good football player, he's still looking for something to prove. And to me, that's not only inspiring, that's what leadership is. And I think he does a great job of showing our team what a football player, what a leader, what a captain does.
I don't think sometimes I think it goes under the radar, the offense that he brought last year, over 2,000 yards through the air, 27 combined touchdowns, and he didn't turn the ball over.
No, he's a baller, certified baller.
How important was that to know that there would be ball security? I mean, your offense turned it over only 9 times. Maybe it was 11 times. I take that back. 11 turnovers all year.
Yeah. Number one job of playing offensive football is keeping the ball in your hands. And if it's not in your hands, punt it away. So we did a great job of obviously not giving away the football. I think we could get better at it, and that just comes with details in practice and then want to with putting the details to work. So I'm excited to see how much we're going to grow from that.
Hurricane Center Corey Gaynor is our guest. It's often said in order to play football, you got to love it. How much do you love football? You love football more than you like it, right?
Oh, yeah. I really don't think I could put in words how much I love this game. It's brought me to places that I never thought I could even imagine. It's let me meet people that I never thought I could imagine. All my great teammates, all my coaches, people that I look up to. So I give this game everything I got, and I know that that's what has to be done for me to continue to be playing this game. But I love it, and I love pouring into other people.
What would you say about the way Coach Diaz has brought this team together? You know, the University of Miami has had the second fewest players jump into the transfer portal. So that means that's a good trend, I think. Maybe he's found a way to make it hard to leave.
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely a team that is close by choice, not because we have to. A lot of teams, they're teammates just because they got signed to the same team. We actually consider ourselves family. I consider myself having 70 brothers, 80 brothers, because we're so close. And a lot of that definitely is Coach Diaz with the way he came in and what he wanted to fix. But also a lot of that, I have to give credit to our players. We hang out on the weekends. We hang out after football. We do stuff together. We ask about each other's families. So it's an all-around effort to get to where we are now. And for the transfer portal thing, I think you hit it right on the nose. It's a hard place to leave, honestly.
You did have one setback on the offensive line. Ja'Kai Clark suffered an injury in an accident. That's made some more room for Jalen Rivers. I guess some other young guys as well. But Jalen Rivers did receive a lot of playing time in the spring. What can you tell us about him?
Obviously, Ja'Kai's car accident is very heartbreaking, and he's working really hard to get back to playing football. But The next man is up in that sense. And Jalen Rivers is one heck of a football player. He works extremely hard. He's very smart. And the one thing I can tell you about Jalen is he will do his job to the best of his ability.
You also have a unique perspective being the center, that you go eyeball to eyeball with the guys over you, the defensive line, defensive tackles. What are your expectations of the interior of the Hurricanes defensive line?
I expect those two guys, those three guys, actually, Nesta, Big John Ford, Jay Milley, Harrison Hunt, I expect those guys to just continue to do what they do. They wreck havoc. They're very, very good football players. They're all very talented, very big and strong. So I just expect them to do what they do best. That's why they got recruited here.
Nesta, I thought, made a big step forward a year ago. At times, he can play with a bit of an angry chip on his shoulder, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's just who Jade is as a person. And we need an enforcer on that side of the ball. So I'm glad that he gets to play that role.
Somebody asked me about Alabama, and it's awfully early to talk about Alabama. But here's what I said. I expect Alabama probably to be the most physical team the University of Miami has played in years. Are you expecting something along those lines, and do you prepare for that all summer long, knowing that really what they are known for is their physicality?
Yeah, definitely. We're preparing for war, essentially. We know what they are. We know what they do. But we also know what we can do. So we're working on us. We're working on the little things, and then the little things become big things, and then the big things people see. So we're really excited about getting the opportunity to play such a prestigious team, and we're working really, really hard.
Last thing for you, what about Coach Lashley's offense? How much do you think he can add? How much more explosive can it be in year two?
He can add whatever he wants to. That's just what kind of offensive coordinator coach is. And how much more explosive we could be depends on everybody that's on the field at one time. So we control how good we're going to be. And that's the really, really exciting part about it.
Well, I know before we start this interview, we were talking about what you're doing in the summer. And basically, to tell our fans, what you're doing is working out every day. You're a local player who is staying close to the university. So I think what we read into this is a lot of dedication.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All my chips are in, personally. I don't like talking about myself, but all my chips have been in for years now. But this season, all of us older guys coming back, just to give this university, you know what I'm saying, everything we have, not leaving one stone unturned, in the sense. And a lot of guys deserve a lot of credit for the amount of work they've put in this summer, for the sacrifices we've made over the years. And that's all well and good, and we'll take all the pats on the back in December and in January. I don't really care about anything along those lines right now. All I care about is just getting us to work and getting us better every day.
All right, Corey Gaynor, as always, a real pleasure. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you on the field in the near future.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.